Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Evan.
How many Q&As have we done now?
A few.
A few. But you know, one group of people we forgot to ask questions from?
The most important people of all.
Our families.
Our families.
So today we're going to be answering questions that our family has about our life, our work, and the mysterious ways in which we disappear from their lives for days and weeks upon end while we just dive into our work. Because
I think it's probably not super common to be related to people doing YouTube, and it's kind of a weird thing. And I know my family gets questions about, like, wait, your daughter is a YouTuber?
What is that?
How does she make money? Things like that. So, yeah, we thought it'd be fun to answer our family's questions about what we do.
I see your dad might be up first. His first question is...
Of course my dad starts with just, like, trolling stuff. Dad's first question. How many inches in your hair? First off, father, dearest father, that doesn't have anything to do with what we do for a living. Second off, we brought a measuring tape so we can measure. Evan, how long is my hair? That's the longest part right there, the back.
26 inches.
Ugh, my hair is over 2 feet long.
Let me measure a few different places. You know,
here,
I need to measure a few different places and average.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How long is it there? Are you measuring to the top?
27.
27 on the sides, 26 in the back. 28? That can't be right.
Here. It's long. I should probably cut it someday.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, please. Also, anyone watching this is such a strange size.
Maybe about 20, 27, 26.
There you go.
There you go. You're
Thank you, Father, for exposing
most
urgent me.
Questions answered.
Oh man.
How much wall space is left in your house?
Not enough. I mean, okay. Again, that was another question from my dad. We do a lot of art projects on the channel.
And we already had a lot of art.
And we already had a lot of art in our house
before we started making more stuff for YouTube.
Like we have big kind of miscellaneous gallery walls, and we try to just tack stuff onto that, or some things just end up in the guest room against the wall. And some things end up being Christmas presents.
but we do have a lot of pending art that's just ready to go that doesn't really have a place yet in this house. So,
what's the thing that that we haven't hung up that you want to hang the most?
Anything that's that urgent, we've already hung.
I have one.
What's that?
The Supervisor in Space Art, the Shishugiban.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that one. It's been over a year.
It's big, it's so big and heavy.
Like we need to, like, really reinforce it.
Yeah, we have a few different places around the house where we've just swapped things out because there's a nail or some screws in the wall and stuff like that. But that's a Shishugiban. We're going to have to, like, mount that into some studs or something like that. It's a big boy.
It's a big boy.
Related to that, my sister-in-law actually has a question. Are there any old projects that you really just want to throw away already?
I think the only stuff that I've, like, wanted to actively get rid of is kind of things that either they didn't really work or they were just more experiments. Like, we kept some, like, resin-y type experiments that, you know, it's like some old coasters, like our very first resin thing. We just used, like, a coaster mold. We still have some of those. And I'm like, do we need it? Probably not.
Probably not.
We use them for, like, test cuts now. We have
gotten rid of some of our past projects, but there's some that, like, I actually thought that I wanted to get rid of, like, our very first, the outdoor welded table.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, it's been on our to-do list for so long to 3D print some plastic feet for it. We finally did it. It looks great. The reason why it looked ugly before is because, like, there was metal on the bottom, and we had just taped with blue tape paper towels to the feet, and it didn't look great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, I don't know. It's hard to get rid of things. So, like, I want space, but it's not that I, like, actively want to get rid of the stuff. Like, I feel very attached to the things that we make because we made them, you know, even if they're kind of crappy.
Yeah. All right. We have a question from my brother. Has Moki ever preferred Evan over Caitlin?
And for anyone who's confused, Moki is Jube's formal name. If you're like, who's Moki? I know who the supervisor is. She has, like, so if we're both... Oftentimes, if we're, like, laying on the couch or something, she goes to you.
Maybe because I'm warmer?
Maybe you're warmer. You have like a slightly larger lap.
Yeah, but I think that like most of the times, if there's a choice, it's Caitlyn. But maybe if I smell better, if I've recently cooked food.
I don't know. I think she likes laying on your, or she likes being in your lap when you're on, when we're on the couch.
Yeah.
That's the main thing that I think of.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a great one.
What?
From my sister-in-law. I assume they continue their conversations without closing the bathroom door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So our family sent in some assumptions as well as questions. Yeah. Yes, sometimes, but more often we continue conversations through the closed door.
Yeah, we close the door.
We close the door, but we keep talking. Yeah, actually, yeah, we don't really ever leave it open. Sometimes we'll like crack it.
There's been a few times where like you're getting ready in another room. And because,
and you'll leave it open because I'm in another room, and it would be hard to hear through the closed door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're just like we're getting ready to go out the door, and we're like, oh, let's use the restroom real quick. Usually, we just close the door and we chat through the bathroom door. But yeah, if Caitlin's in another room, sometimes I'll leave it open for better.
So you can like shout at me.
Oh, that was good. Do you want to maybe get that one?
Yeah. Okay. So this is. A fun one. This is for my brother. Have you shared any of our legendary request drawings from when we were kids? The barbarian taking a poop comes to mind. Okay, so this
absolutely
is
one of the best drawings you've ever produced. His opinion.
Thank you. Thank you. So if on some of our Twitch streams, we do request drawings. It's not something we do all the time, but I will do request drawings. Usually they're Jube related. That stemmed originally from my brother and I, because he would request something and I would do a request drawing. It's often super fast, super random. One of the first things that kicked this off is we used to play a lot of Diablo 2. And I used to often draw like fan art of video game characters using the little manuals that came with the games. Like I did it with Diablo, I did it with Zelda. Like I would use that as a reference to draw them big. And I don't remember how this started, but for Diablo 2, I started drawing them literally as fast as I could with pen just to see how they came out. And it was always hilarious. And the barbarian one, because in his pose, he's squatting, I made it look like he was pooping. So
there was a reason.
So I have not shared those specific ones yet, but I found them because I have a notebook of all of my drawings. So to those of you who are watching the podcast and not listening, I will bring up the Diablo 2 ones. For those of you listening, I will try to describe
it.
Yeah, Evan can describe it. Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to describe it. So Caitlin does have multiple 3-inch thick binders of some of her artwork. Yes. Beautiful. Oh, that's glorious.
You've never seen this? Look at the pile of turds underneath it. So this was like as fast as I could draw them using the pictures with pen. Also, the date is 2001.
He's great. He has a glorious flowing mane.
Look at his look of concentration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah.
Look at the details. The brows are furrowed.
He's dual wielding too. That's great. And I like that you didn't draw like the waist super detailed. They're just like black balls. So I think that he might need to go see a doctor.
Oh, his poop. I thought you meant like his waist.
Oh, no. His poop. He might need to change his diet some.
He might need to. He's been consuming too much, too many enemies.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the sorceress. And
That's pretty great.
She's, I will say, very slightly not safe for work. There's a little extra skin showing, but that's how it was in the manual. And I was drawing accurately. Look at that.
She looks kind of powerful.
She is powerful. Again, flowing mane. Very, very accurate. Sorry, I started looking at the faces. Like, always get me because their faces are so derpy. She's not too bad.
She's a little bit gaunt. But I looked at
the next one. A little gaunt. Hey, she is in the game, though. I was going accurate. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So how long do you think you spent on these?
I think they're about 60 seconds each.
60 seconds? Honestly, yeah. I'm super impressed.
I won't go through all of them, but I will.
If I had 60 seconds to draw these, ooh.
And this was 19 years ago. So, you know, okay, I'll just do one more of them. This one was a collaboration. 19
years ago? Ooh.
This is a collaboration. It looks like my brother added some things. He added some flowers on top, sprouting from his head and tail. But this is the druid, and it was one of the more complicated drawings because there's a wolf. If you're watching this, please pay close attention to the face of the druid and the wolf.
I need to try to get a close-up.
For they are beautiful.
Of the face of the druid? He looks a little bit zombie-ish.
That's a kinder word. And then the wolf. Yes, look at the cheeks.
Look at the eyelashes on that.
Oh.
Ooh, some eyelashes.
Fabulous.
Some fur, some puff.
Yeah.
And great, great smiley faces right there.
Oh, yeah, for my brother.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But honestly, for like 60 seconds, wow. And doing it in pen so you can't erase.
Yeah. That's and how I you like how
there's text coming from either the bird or him saying, "You're one hot mama."
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
We used to have a lot of fun doing request drawings. Honestly, I still have fun with it.
That's so great. So my sister asked, what's a breakdown of a typical day? We'll go generally because we don't want to go into any details because our day like is very, very irregular depending on if it's a filming day, a streaming day, an editing day, you know, a planning day. But we generally wake up. Caitlin wakes up earlier than I do.
Wake up in the morning. Yeah.
At like maybe 8:30.
Yeah.
Gets rolling. And then I get rolling a little bit later. I'm a little bit of a slow roller. And it's because we stay up really late. So we wake up a little late. We stay up a little bit late. We get going. And we usually start our day with emails, dealing with sponsors, scheduling things.
We just call it computer productives. So it's just stuff on our computer, stuff that's like a little easy and chill to do with some coffee.
Yeah.
When you're sleepy, you don't have to get ready yet. You don't have to like be energetic.
Yeah, it's all of the back end business stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's, and honestly, morning time is very chill. I know it sounds like the more boring stuff, but I like it.
Yeah, and just to give you a sense of like how much time that generally takes, we do that 7 days a week. For the most of the whole morning, there's always
and often back-end in the stuff. Evening after dinner.
Yeah, there's more most of the time later.
Yeah, then we'll have our first meal, which is lunch, and then after lunch, usually that's if we're gonna create any content, it's not gonna happen till after lunch. So if we stream, it's gonna be in the afternoon. If we film, we're gonna start it in the afternoon. If we podcasts are sometimes an exception because like the podcasts are only an hour, so sometimes we'll squeeze those into
we fit them in random spots.
If we're gonna film an ad for a sponsor, we're gonna do it in the afternoon because that's when we tend to have the most energy. And then that is often mixed in with more computer productives or editing or any of that stuff.
Usually, like, you know, when we're not actively filming, actively creating the podcast or actively streaming, one of us is like editing or planning and the other one of us is doing computer productives.
It's often the same thing.
Yeah, often the same thing.
And then, so then we'll have dinner and then after dinner.
Like 6-7 dinner?
Yeah. And then after dinner, depending on how much crunch time we're in, we will either keep making content. So sometimes we still have to film.
95% of the time we work after dinner.
Oh, yeah. We always work after dinner. That's what I'm not saying. Yeah. We always work after dinner. If we're in super crunch mode, it'll be like continuing to film. If it's not super crunch mode, then it's more computer productives. It's editing. It's processing metadata. It's reviewing gaming videos. It's stuff like that.
Yeah. And about, I'd say, half of the day, we continue working until 11.
Half the day?
Or half of the days. Oh. Half of our days, we probably continue working
to like 11. The other half, we maybe stop at 10.
Yeah. And on those days, we try to work out. We've been hitting about 50%.
No.
maybe a little less than 50%.
In the past 3 weeks, we've hit like 10%.
Okay, yeah. So we haven't worked out very much.
Yeah. We started working out and we were doing it better and it's kind of fallen.
It's kind of fallen.
But yeah, so then like, on the days where we stop closer to 10, then we have a little bit more time. We might like read or Evan might like do some pre-prepping for a gaming stream, like hopping into Minecraft or Subnautica and like gathering some materials for a stream. We'll go on walks.
Yeah, we do like going for walks. We'll take walk breaks throughout the day too.
It's nice.
We try to do at least one walk before sleep, and we like mixing in more walks throughout the day. Just a single
brief period of the year when it's nice.
Yeah, and that's where we do like our meetings. Mm-hmm.
Walk meetings.
And that's pretty much 7 days a week.
That's what we do.
You know, with variations in there depending on.
Because some days will be a stream day, some days will be a filming day, some days it'll just be computer productives all day.
And every now and then we'll just take a day to like just
brainstorm.
Work on. Sometimes we'll take a day to just to like get life things done. We'll call the plumber, like run and get the car registered, then like
grocery
clean
shop.
Up the house, then grocery shop and meal prep and. All of the like laundry and all of the other life miscellaneous things.
Yeah.
Those kind of tend to get like pushed off to the side until we have enough of a lead that we can just take a whole day and just do that all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a typical day breakdown.
Yeah.
So let's see. My parents ask, what's Caitlin's favorite comfort dinner?
My favorite comfort dinner.
Ooh, I might have this. This is a going out one. But okay. Melting pot?
I don't know if that... I mean, I love the melting pot. I think comfort dinner is like when you're tired and you just want to go grab something.
Ooh, I know. Caitlin's comfort food is probably this little Japanese restaurant.
Yes.
Like while we're there, they play like the cutest... We don't go there anymore, but when we used to go there, they played like the cutest anime music and it was so calming.
It's still playing when I go pick it up.
Oh, and like they have the best, most comforting
miso soup
and everything's so warm. They have like the best fried rice.
That is like my feel-good meal.
Because part of the comfort is just getting the food and eating it sometimes. Because like when cooking is involved, sometimes there's like the stress of like hot things and you get hot and like eating it's still delicious, but like when
I think of a comfort dinner, I usually don't think of having to cook.
Yeah,
even though I like cooking.
Yeah,
and some of our meals are very comforting.
Wow. Yeah,
you know, probably like if I was gonna pick an at-home meal that's a comfort dinner, it'd probably be cheesy pasta and broccoli, the magic broccoli. That's like my comfort dinner.
Yeah. All right,
wait, what about you?
Oh, for me, it's comfort dinner. I'd maybe see, it's only rarely that it happens, but like I'd say, that Japanese restaurant also, but also like specifically, and I'm cheating here, but Thanksgiving and Christmas meals.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's hard to top.
Also because every time after I eat a big meal like that, I just go and like semi-nap afterwards.
Yeah.
And those might be associated, but eating a whole bunch of food and just napping a little bit, that's pretty comforting.
Oh, okay. So here's a question from my mom. What is the current state of the guest room now that no one is likely to be visiting? Okay, guys. It's bad.
It's bad.
It has gotten better, actually. For some context, I think it was about a year-ish ago, or maybe at the beginning of 2020, we redid our guest room some. We did a little bit of a makeover. We already do have like a Murphy bed in there, so that helps save some space, but it just started filling up with extra stuff. A lot of like filming gear, lighting, backdrop stuff, things that take up a decent amount of space, and like some workout gear. A month ago, we ordered some shelving to help us wrangle all of the camera and filming stuff. So we've added some giant shelves to it. You can still pull out the Murphy bed.
But yeah, like within 10 minutes, we could have the Murphy bed down.
Yeah, only if we moved all the junk to the living room.
Yeah. It's just usable.
Yeah. So it's worse than when you guys saw it on our YouTube video, but it's better than it was earlier during quarantine.
Yeah. Okay, this is great. Your dad asks, have you ever farted on camera and accidentally left it in?
I don't think so. I mean, if I accidentally left it in, I think someone would tell us.
Maybe they thought it was like, you know, the floor creaking.
we've left in glove farts.
Yeah, glove farts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think we have. Oh, here's a related one again from my dear loving father. When you live streamed underwater, how many times did you pee? So we were live streaming for what, like, how long was the actual stream?
2 hours.
Was it two? I couldn't remember if it was two or 3 hours. I was way too nervous to pee.
I don't think I did.
Because it was just like, I don't know.
Just pure adrenaline.
We're in such adrenaline. And I think I purposely not drank enough.
Shut down.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking enough beforehand because I was really paranoid about having to pee because it would have been such a hassle to like get out of your scuba gear and get out of the pool and then get all rehooked up with the fancy mask and scuba gear and all of that. So I really didn't want to have to pee.
So my brother asks, if we had an unlimited budget for a single maker project, what would it be? Oh, that's great. That's easy. We're going to use the loophole because building a house.
Yeah.
That's a maker project.
House and workshop. New house and workshop.
Like I actually recently bought a program that helps you design houses. Maybe we'll turn that into a video. We'll design our dream workshop and house or something
That'd be fun.
We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, we'd definitely use it to build our house and workshop because that's going to be the most expensive thing we ever do and it's going to be the most worth it thing we ever do. So that'll be fun. So my parents ask, when will the novelty of your work wear off enough that you'll be willing to cut back further and make changes in your lifestyle?
So I think I think it's not so much a matter of novelty wearing off, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of like pressure to ride the wave. If that makes sense?
Kind of. It's somewhat pressure to ride the wave because, like, when things are going well, you got to keep up that momentum. I don't know if novelty is really the thing there because we've been doing it for almost 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it was just novelty, it would have worn off after hundreds of videos.
Yeah, and if it's really the novelty, we can just change the type of videos we're making. We can try a different technique. We can try, you know, there's like lots of ways to keep things novel.
That's true.
But
so I think we've actually already cut back a lot in some ways, and we've added new things in other ways. So our main channel, we used to do 4 to 6 sometimes videos a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we've for this year done, even though we've had a couple months where we did it every month, for the most part it's been either 2 or 3 times a month, and we plan to continue that in 2021. The gaming is what we added, so we do spend a lot more time streaming,
and now we've added, like, you know, along with this, it's kind of just streaming has been generalized because it used to be just games. Now we're doing workshop streams too. So it has kind of spread out and spilled over to more channels.
Yeah, so we put more time into that.
But I think another huge way in which we've pulled back too is we've been going for just very interesting videos that we find really interesting that we'll have fun with and that will make for good videos. Instead of just doing a big project, just because it's big, time consuming doesn't necessarily equate to a good video from the audience perspective or our enjoyment perspective. So,
yeah, because we used to have much more physically large builds, which, you know, in the maker community, a lot of times it's like you build a bigger thing, that's probably going to get more views, like a dining table or a bed or stuff like that is going to get more views than like a tiny plant stand, for example. Or, you know, I'm just kind of pulling out some examples. But I think as we've become more about entertainment and less about instruction, it's not so much about the size of the
it's about
project.
The idea.
Yeah.
And sometimes, honestly, when we try to fit too many ideas into a single video, like if we had a resin, rainbow, holographic, wireless charging, transforming, tensegrity, side table build, like that'd be...
It's like too confusing. Too much to fit into one video.
And you couldn't fit that concept into a title and thumbnail. And
it's almost better to break it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's more enjoyable for us too.
Way more enjoyable.
So I think that, like, you know, it's not when will the novelty of your work wear off that you'll be willing to cut back further and make changes in your lifestyle. We are prioritizing our lifestyle because, like we described to my sister earlier, we work a lot, and we really like having a little bit of breathing room, mm-hmm. not just because it's enjoyable for us, but because we have also found that having a little bit of breathing room is so beneficial to our content creation mm-hmm. in general. Better ideas.
Yeah.
We have more energy. We're having more fun. We have room for things to sit and grow and iterate in our heads mm-hmm. instead of just running.
Yeah.
Like, well, we don't have any time to think of any ideas. We'll just do this one, even though it might not be the best one. Mm-hmm. That used to honestly be how things worked.
Well, we used to, like, we would publish a video on Friday and we would start next Friday's video, like, on the Saturday after publishing the last one. Like, now we try to work more ahead. We're usually a week or two ahead. So anything that you're seeing on YouTube was filmed a week or two ago. It's something when we're really on top of things, it might be filmed 3 weeks ago. It's been a while since we were at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. A question from my mom. I know you have names you use when referring to different tasks you guys do throughout the day/week, like couch productives, computer productives. They sound very professional, but I'm not sure what exactly they entail. So I guess we sort of answered what like computer productives are.
Yeah.
It's basically just our name for like literally anything on the computer where we're not like our tasks are kind of divided into like tiers of energy they require.
Yeah, tiers of energy. That's it.
Like content creation as you know, for that's like filming, streaming, podcasting.
It requires the most energy and it drains the most energy.
Yeah, it requires the most energy, drains the most energy. The next level is like computer productives.
Yeah.
You know, that can be editing, emailing sponsors. It's like you need your brain for it. But you don't have to be outwardly energetic to do it. Mm-hmm. The next tier is couch productives. And that's when you're really tired. You need to lay down on the couch. You still kind of want to be productive. So that's like
liking comments.
Yeah, that's like replying to comments on social media. That's
approving, held moderation things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like there's just really a handful of things. Sometimes, you know, we'll still take a computer over. It might be like, you know, reviewing some stuff. I don't know. It's just kind of like the lowest tier.
The lowest tier.
Like we don't need our fancy computers to process anything. We don't need that much brain power, but we feel guilty not being productive.
A question from your dad. Also, who snores the loudest and who talks in their sleep the most?
You snore.
I snore a little bit?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Usually, I'll just like put my hand on you or something, then you're like, and then you'll stop. So yeah. It's not too bad.
Caitlin.
Do I talk in my sleep?
Like, makes noises in her sleep. Like, she's reacting to things.
Yeah.
Like the,
Yeah. I go, I'm like a Minecraft villager.
Yeah, so me. I'll call that one.
It's not too bad, though.
It's not too bad. So an assumption from my brother. I assume they have some sort of lovey-dovey phrase they say each night before going to sleep. Kind of. I think that like the biggest
it's
thing
not like
we do.
It's like a single phrase.
No, it's like we kind of like affirm that today was a good day. We were like, I'm really proud of us. We did a lot together. Like, this was really cool.
I'm so glad we're doing this together.
Yeah. We kind of like affirm that we're on the right path, kind of.
Yeah. We do that pretty much every day.
We never did that consciously. That never like happened.
No, it wasn't like we should start like saying what things we did good throughout the day to like remind ourselves. Like, it wasn't like that. It was more just like feeling proud of what we did and wanting to express that to someone. And like, you can't.
Because also, we don't stop like, until bed.
Yeah, we don't stop until bed. And so, and it's kind of hard, you know, you can't just like text your friends and be like, hey guys, I did some really great stuff today. You know what I mean?
When you're working with your friend all day, you can't say like,
yeah, you can be like, wow,
dude, that was
we
awesome.
Did great stuff.
You did great.
And then it's not bragging because you're congratulating each
and
other.
So it's harder for you to do that to yourself. Yeah. But like, when you're doing it as a group and you're congratulating like the group effort, it is really great. Then we say like, you know, hope you sleep well, love you.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to think of like if there's like a little like specifically cute lovey-dovey phrase. We don't catch it all the time, but 11-11.
Oh yeah, 11-11.
Which is what you know, when it's 11-11, and the time is 11-11, you make a wish. And we both have like the same wish we've been like making since we first started dating. We told each other the wish. It's basically the same wish and we still keep making it. It's very cute.
I like it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like the various weird things that like I'm not sure if they're cute or lovey-dovey, but we just do weird noises at each other a lot.
Yeah, there's that.
There's that. But yeah, at night specifically, I think that the thing that's maybe different that we do is like the...
Lots of like positive affirmations positive about affirmation. Like good stuff we did today.
Good stuff, because it is great.
Okay, another question from my brother. This is a little bit of a long one. So lots of people do things they find enjoyable to distract themselves from focusing on work because they don't really like their work. With that said, you both seem like you really enjoy your work. So what I wonder is, has your work ever served to distract you from doing something outside your career that you think you should be doing? And I think yes, honestly.
I think probably yes.
I think it's really easy for us to put off typical life tasks because we gotta film this video, you know? Like, how long have we been putting off getting the car inspected?
We still have time. 12 days.
We still have 12 days.
Yeah.
But it's been at least 12 days already, you know, things like that, or like
it's tough because
getting
like,
something fixed on the house.
Yeah, it's tough because we do kind of like it is us taking this on, and some things we don't need to, but there is like a certain schedule we have set that does take a long time to bring back down to reasonable levels. But yeah, that's definitely true because we do enjoy it. We are excited about it. It benefits us greatly. And, you know, it's such a good fit for, like, what we would naturally want to do.
Yeah. It's a perfect excuse to not do that thing around the house that we've been meaning to do for a long time. Yeah.
But we also like cleaning and organizing and getting our house put together. So
I like cleaning and organizing, but I don't like setting up appointments for, like, oh, we got to set up an appointment for someone to come fix this thing on the house.
Or yeah.
We have to, like, oh, we need to trim our trees. You know, like, that kind
of
thing.
We probably should do a lot of those things.
I don't really enjoy that stuff, so it's really easy to use work as an excuse to put it off.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. So my sister asked, what's on our bucket list? Bucket list. Like more travel?
I guess so. I mean, it would be fun. I like... But it's also...
Well, what's on my bucket list is like finding the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with and spending a lot of time with that person.
It's interesting because I often think of bucket list things as like, I don't know, like someday we'll do that. A lot of the like important things I feel really grateful to have figured out and like really enjoy. I think it'd be fun to travel, but it's not one of those things that like one day I'll get to do that. It's like, oh, I guess like if we free up some time and we get kind of bored of doing this, we could travel some.
Now, yeah. I think that is a big thing that's interesting. When we used to have...
It's like we're pining for it.
When we used to have more traditional jobs, we wanted vacations more. We wanted travel more and all of that. And not that that's not fun, but I think one of the big reasons why we wanted that is because it meant not working.
Yeah.
And it meant doing something much, much, much better.
Yeah.
We get to do something great very frequently and we enjoy this a ton. Now at the same time, I will say bucket list is having an amazing house with a great view, with a great big workshop in the back, everything set up, everything organized, neat, precise, systems in place. Like bucket list is now like location to get to.
Yeah. But that's also interesting. Cause like, I feel like bucket list is such a, I don't know. I feel like that's like, you know, a goal for within the next couple years. That's like something that like we will probably do.
But at the same time, something like that has been on my like bucket list. It's more of like a life ambition, long-term life goal to do something like this. It's to have an amazing workshop with everything there and I can make anything at any time. I've said it multiple times going back in the podcast, but I think that is like a bucket list level idea.
Yeah.
To have that available is like it's been kind of like an end goal of mine, like that. And
here's an interesting thing. I feel like when I think of bucket list, I think of like you go do that thing and then it is done. You know what I mean? It's like skydive or travel to this place.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just rather have something that's great that lasts
ongoing? I'm not saying what is better. I'm just saying when I think of the term.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why I have trouble coming up with it. It's not that there's not things I want to do, but it's like most of the stuff that I'm most excited about is stuff that are like points in life to get to.
Yeah.
More. Not that the other stuff wouldn't be fun.
You know what? I think that we could throw like, you know, we could go off on a big side tangent on this, but like maybe on our bucket list are like meeting other content creators.
See, but that's not, we've met other content creators.
No, but like, you know, maybe like some people in particular.
But that's not
like,
a bucket list. That's just that like, it'd list? Be nice in the future to do that. Yeah. Bucket list, I have to do this before I die. I need to accomplish this task. Meeting other content creators is like, hey, it'd be nice to continue to grow
bucket list.
Our
that
circle
weird?
Of like content, our social circle of content creators. Yeah. We have some content creator friends.
We do.
Be great to meet new content creator friends. That's not bucket list. Bucket list is like, I want to skydive. You know what? We have skydived.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting. You know? I was like, we probably should skydive. This is the best time to do it. I want to experience it. But it was never real. Like, we did it.
It wasn't actually a bucket list item. It was more like, we're in New Zealand. We should, if we're ever going to skydive, we should probably do it now.
But you know what's weird? I think this is an illustration of the type of people we are. We plan our lives and our goals and our ambitions around things that will sustain
and not be just a spike of joy.
And not just be a spike of joy.
Yeah.
And that's why we buckled down and made this channel. That's why we're working so hard. That's why, like, you know, we could go out and enjoy things that are enjoyable that we'd like, but we know that setting up this long-term enjoyment system will optimize our happiness the most.
And
for us personally, this is like, you know, it's like, of course, it's a very personal thing.
Well, and I mean, the way you're wording it sounds like it's like, oh, we just got to do all this work now and eventually we'll be happy. But no, it's like the act of setting it up, the act of creating what we create.
We love systems.
Is very fun. But yeah, both setting up systems, like we love like future-proofing things, but we also like the day-to-day of like doing a stream, doing a podcast, making a video. Like we enjoy all of that. But yeah, it's honestly kind of hard to think of bucket list items. It's like, yeah, I want to go on more vacations eventually. Yeah, but yeah. I don't have like the passion for that. And it's also like, it's not that unattainable.
Yeah.
So it's not like some pie in the sky. Like one day I'm gonna, I don't know.
climb Machu Picchu.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do that. You mean like Mount Everest or something?
Mount Everest. Yeah, but honestly, I so don't want to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
We climbed like, we did an alpine crossing in New Zealand, which almost destroyed us.
Yeah, so no more of that.
I'm good, you know. all right, moving on. My parents asked, how will you stay humble, grounded, and non-self-centered as you become bigger celebrities? We have each other.
Also, the weird celebrities, the word celebrity, I just think of like traditional celebrities, so it's very weird.
It's
I think like we.
I think that there is some risk of.
There is risk.
Like, you know, people who blow up either in social media or whatever, like losing sight of, like losing perspective, perhaps. Not everyone does it. For sure, not everyone does it. Most probably don't. I know, like, you know, there's a ton of huge people that haven't lost perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that there is a danger, especially potentially if you get isolated or something.
Or I think it also, on the opposite spectrum, it might depend on who you surround yourself with. Like what kind of influences you surround yourself with. I think for us, like, another thing is... we didn't even consider YouTube until we were fully formed adults.
Yeah.
We had already, you know, gone to high school, gone to college, worked summer jobs, worked corporate jobs for several years, like bought a house, gotten married. Like we knew who we were, and our personalities were already formed before we had this amount of attention that most humans don't have on us. You know what I mean?
Another big thing that I think will be a factor in whether or not that gets to people, why they did it.
Yeah.
Like, why did...
Why did you start pursuing
your career as a content creator? For the two of us, it's so that we can spend time together, so we can be creative, so we, like, you know, making and sharing that with a large group of people is something we enjoy, but the main motivation is for us to be together and have fun and live the best life that we can. and that's turned out to be enjoyable for other people to watch. That's great. It's been a great, you know, success all around, I think, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm really happy with where things are, where they're going. But we've never lost sight that the most important thing is that we are having fun together.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah
the most important thing. And we're not pursuing anything for, like, fame reasons.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you get stuck pursuing that,
yeah,
you might have a higher chance of falling down that path.
And it's like, as a caveat, to a certain extent, like, when you're in content creation or social media, like, having a successful channel equates to having some level of quote unquote fame, because like you have to have viewers to make money doing it as a business. So like to a, up to a certain point, they are tied, but like we quit our full time. We were fully quitted from our full time jobs at like 80,000 subs. Mm. Like if we were still at that point, like we'd be okay because we were making enough to like feel comfortable quitting our jobs and we are spending time together doing great stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that covers that pretty well. So your mom asks, what percentage of time?
What percentage of time, even when filming from the waist up, are you wearing your comfy pants? And is Evan wearing shorts and flip-flops? I'm wearing my comfy pants now. Evan is wearing
comfy socks.
You're wearing and shorts. Shorts and comfy socks. I would say
100%.
No, there are some things where I will put on jeans.
Yeah, and I'll sometimes put on like real clothes too.
Yeah, but probably 90% of the time that you see that you guys are seeing me, I'm in comfy pants. The same pair of comfy pants.
They are.
My mom got these for me. Yeah. Yeah, for Christmas last year. So that's like literally my 2020 uniform has been these specific comfy pants.
That was great. So do you want to answer a really hard hitting?
Oh yeah, a question from my dad. Who's your favorite father? Dad, I love you. You're my favorite father. thanks for throwing me that softball.
Okay, but for real, do you and Evan ever see taking time completely off of work, like fully disconnecting?
I mean, we like occasionally will take like a 2-day trip, like an overnight trip.
Yeah, we do it maybe once a year.
Twice a year if you include holidays. Three times a year, twice a year if you include holidays. That we are okay.
But like, you know, when we take time off for holidays, we're not fully disconnected.
That's true.
The only times we've really been fully disconnected, like the most we've ever been disconnected is when we take like a 2-day retreat to like, and we brainstorm ideas for work, honestly.
But we don't check our phones.
We don't check our phones. We don't work.
Yeah.
We think. But that's the most we've ever been disconnected.
Since starting.
Yeah. And let's say in the past 4 years almost, we've done 3 of those.
Yeah, those little 2-day trips.
Other than that, it's just been work. You know, we took a few family trips.
Family reunions, which is usually 3 days.
That's harder to work during.
Yeah. Yeah, that's harder to work during.
So maybe like...
We have one of those a year.
Let's generalistically toss it up to like 10
days off in a year. Oh.
Or like 10 different times in the past 4 years.
Something like that. I'm not sure.
It's not great.
We take a few days.
It's not great. But will we ever take time completely off of work? You know what? That's an interesting question because we put in our calendar that like have we done it yet?
No.
We've only missed 2.
We've only scheduled 2.
We've only missed 2 out of 2.
We.
But one day a month, we've put on there to take that day off.
Yeah, one of them was on one of our birthdays. And then we were like, we should do this once a month. This was great. And we only semi took it off. We like kind of took a break. And then we did some like around the house stuff that we had like, that we wanted to do. Not like boring stuff.
Yeah, we watched a movie though.
Yeah, we like watched a movie and we like, I think that might be when we bought the shelves. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't know, we like organizing. It's fun. And we put it on the calendar to once a month not do any like Evan and Caitlin business work that day.
Yes.
We have not done that.
Check back in a few months.
Yeah.
All right. So my brother assumes that when we hit 1 million YouTube subscribers shortly, thanks to you for noticing. That's very exciting up. They will have a nice dinner and celebrate briefly before going back to work on the next video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll order some takeout from a nice place.
Oh, I know the place. I want that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the place. We'll get some takeout. And that'll probably be it. I mean, it's weird. It's kind of like birthdays as an adult. Like, we're super excited. It's like a crazy number. But also, like, going... The difference of like that one extra subscriber, you're now, very close.
I kind of disagree. If we had more time.
Yeah, that's true. We probably would do more.
Yeah, if we had more time, I would want to do more, just the two of us.
Yeah.
If we had more time and it was safe to gather socially.
Yeah.
I think that we might do something. I think that I really do want to mark that moment.
You're true. We should.
The best we can.
Yeah.
But the reality that we can't ignore, because we are responsible people.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin,
you can't go do stuff.
Caitlin is the type of person, if she got a work assignment for school, she would do it as soon as she can. And if she has extra work afterwards, that is when you spend your free time.
Oh, if I had extra time afterwards?
Yeah, if you had extra time afterwards, then you can use that recreationally.
Yes.
And I really wasn't that way, but...
You kind of are now.
I kind of am now. And it's because it just makes sense as a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta like work and get it done as soon as you can. And in a way, we do have a finite amount of work. We have infinite work that we can create for ourselves. But on our schedule, we have a finite amount of work. And if you put it off, it's way worse.
Yeah.
It's so much worse in every way.
No, I think that's not really the biggest part about why a celebration of 1 million might not be that big. Because like you... For something important, you can put off, like, we, in most cases, can put off work for, like, half a day or something.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, if everyone can only be putting it off for half a day.
You could go do, I was going to say, like, if it wasn't, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
You like, could go do, like, we could, like, go to the spa and have, like, a relaxing spa day. Nice. We could go have brunch.
Yeah.
Brunch and spa.
Brunch and spa.
Yeah. Maybe... Do other nice things also.
Well, like one day when we have more time, we'll be able to think of those nice things. But no, I like the thing is also, I think the other part of it is we enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we just want to do more.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. My sister asks, what are your favorite and least favorite projects and why? I think we've been asked that question a few times on other podcasts. Has it changed since then? I think our favorite is still the things we use the most. The garage reorganization, this podcast desk.
The things that we use. Honestly, it's hard to think about because there's so many projects.
Least favorite?
There's also favorite and least favorite as in like how enjoyable was the process of making
it
versus how much do you enjoy the results?
Yeah.
Because there's some things where, like, I like the result, but it wasn't.
Let's answer it in that way. The most fun project video we've ever done, blind baking. That was hilarious.
Banana muffins. Yeah.
The blind baking of banana muffins. We had so much fun. We had so much fun filming that. Caitlin had a ton of fun editing it.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. That was probably our most favorite project in terms of the, like, work.
Yeah. And I think the... Like least favorites?
Ooh, maybe the very first Bob Ross.
No, I had fun with that one. In terms of doing it, I mean, we were a little stressed because we were like, "Oh man, was this video even going to be good?"
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking. Like, I was stressed. It took so long. We didn't even know if it was good, and then you had to take such a long time editing it.
That's true, but I was gonna say actually, like, just some of the. Bigger projects we've done where there's so much like behind the scenes work that just takes forever to do.
There are some least favorite moments that I can shout out. The resin
rainbow,
knives.
The resin knives. Polishing the resin knives.
Oh, and we kept the scene where I broke it, right?
Yeah.
We didn't keep the scene where I sprayed a one with acetone.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And you accidentally messed up the finish and then had to repolish the whole thing. Yeah, I don't think that one made it in.
We sometimes like when there's just too much pain and it just doesn't really add to the flow.
Or there's already been so much pain.
So much pain. And it just like messes with the video.
Yeah.
Sometimes like...
But it would be hard to call that project unenjoyable as a whole because pouring the resin,
great.
Seeing those pieces being cut out of the scene,
so many parts were so fun.
Like it's the tasks like polishing, like mundane woodworking, like they some really, of that stuff can just get.
And I think we're lucky to say this, but I don't think that there's any project that I could say was a negative experience as a whole.
I don't think so. I mean, not that it's popping into my head.
Yeah. Also, because that wouldn't make for a good video.
Yeah. Yeah. If we were having a really bad time, it wouldn't be a good video.
It would not be a good.
Sometimes we can have a somewhat bad time in certain moments, and it makes for a fun moment because it's like a challenge. But
yeah. So my parents say, we love your chemistry and love for each other. How do you see that changing over your lifetime?
I mean, we've already known each other since we were like 18, so...
Let's not put numbers on there. We've known each other for a long time.
We've known each other for a long time. So,
I think that, like, how do we see that changing over time? Increasing our telepathy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because
Kaylin already has great telepathy for me. I have pretty good telepathy for you.
Yeah.
Like, increasing our inside jokes and lore.
Mm-hmm. Just going to continue to increase over time.
Deepening it. We already have like a ton of weird things we say.
I think one interesting thing of since starting the channel is we have like we're often even more impressed by each other. we were setting up for a garage stream and I walked out and I'm just like, there's like this crazy complicated setup. And I'm just like, you are so good. Look at what you've set up. This is amazing, you know? And, like, we're hit even more often by those things because we're working together.
We film what I worry is a garbage video, and Kaylin makes this masterful piece of art from it. And I'm like, I don't understand how you do that. One time, I tried to, like, help one of our editors re-edit this one scene to kind of, like, help them, like...
On a gaming video.
So Kaylin edits all of our main videos. We have five wonderful editors that help us with our gaming edits.
And usually we don't have any changes. Occasionally we'll have like little tweaks.
And sometimes like when we're giving feedback on the timing of like little things, Kaylin will just like whip up like a little mock-up of how she kind of sees things flowing to kind of give them a better understanding of the timing that we are hoping for in a scene like that. And I tried to do it once. Oh my gosh. I spent like 3 hours like so frustrated and going down all these rabbit holes. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try adding this like fun thing. Or maybe I'll rearrange it in this way or that way or that way. And Kaylin just knocked it out really well in like 10 minutes.
I'm sorry you had to go through the frustration.
I want to understand. Maybe I'll like try doing a rough cut one day. No, but you don't even like... Like your editing has evolved to the point where you do a 90% edit right from the beginning now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes almost 100% edit.
Yeah, I don't even really rough cut.
You don't even really rough cut. So it's like mine might just like mess you up more.
Yeah,
because you'd be curious about what I cut out.
I know, because sometimes you need those awkward bits.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll need that like awkward pause and leave it in for dramatic or comedic effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So how do we see that changing over time? We just see it getting awesomer.
Yeah.
So what past projects are up for grabs as Christmas presents? Your mom asks.
You'll find out, Mom.
You can't sneak that from information from us. Also, she asks, when Evan cuts your hair, assuming it goes well, can you cut mine too? No. It's already enough pressure.
Yeah.
On Kaylin. And she has so much spare hair.
I have so much spare length. If he botches it, like, you know, I can just throw it up in a ponytail and it'll be fine. Maybe watch him do mine first.
So I think that there's a great thing to wrap things up with. Your dad asks, what do you want to do more of?
I mean, aside from having a slightly better balance, which we are already working on 2021 schedule and working that in to do less videos. Mm. So like I want a little bit more time. I want to do more garage streams. I've really been enjoying those.
I want to do more garage streams.
I want to do more main channel videos that are... So I'll use our most recent one as an example where we did the diffraction grating resin rainbow experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more videos that we can kind of film more casually and film in a more real-time way. That video... Like, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. So, like, for any video, there's a certain amount of time you put in to make the project happen and a certain amount of output of, like, finished video you get. For something where there's, a ton of sanding or a ton of polishing or a ton of repeated tasks or a ton of time-lapsing or a ton of wait time, there's a whole lot of work you have to do that doesn't lead to any good content. It's necessary for the video, but it's not as fun. It's like repetitive. It's often more boring. It takes a long time. So I want to do more videos that are kind of more real time. Like what you're seeing in the edit is closer to what it was like in real life, because those are really fun to film. We just like turn on the camera and we do it instead of it spanning a week with a ton of stuff that has to be done off camera because it's just not as exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that takes a lot more brainstorming.
Yeah.
Those are harder ideas to come up with.
Because you don't just want to do, I mean, we could just be like, we're going to, you know, I don't know the best example.
Yeah, but they do take longer to come up with for us.
Yeah.
I think for me, what do I want to do more of? I have loved our trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started with just one YouTube channel. We, you know, have moved it in the direction that we want. And the best way to summarize everything that I want for the future, because there's a ton that I want to do more of. We have some great ideas for main channel videos. We have some great ideas for, our gaming channel. Mm-hmm. We have great ideas for videos that we don't know where they fit, honestly.
Honestly, a lot of those, that is something. I want to figure out how to do those videos.
Yeah, but I think that the thing is, we have been moving in a direction that I enjoy,
mm-hmm.
that I feel is right, and we have been moving our life in that better direction too, where we have a little bit more free time, we have more systems, and I just want to like optimize our life, optimize our technology, optimize our like storage, I want to optimize our videos, I want to like optimize all these things, I want to keep on actively steering our life and our content, because that's what's allowed us to get here. And I can't point in a single direction and say, there, that's where I want to go. Because as we have been moving our life, content-wise, life-wise, all of that, we get to a place and then we evaluate.
Yeah.
What do we like about where we were? Where do we like about where we've gone? Do we need to step back? Is this the right direction? Do we need to turn left, right, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like we're like wandering in a fog, kind of. And it's kind of like you can't see all the way there. So you need to constantly evaluate. And I think that's what I want to keep on doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to summarize all my thoughts.
Yeah. That's a very good non-answer answer.
No, but it's an answer.
I'm teasing
okay,
you.
Okay. Well, big shout out to our families. We love you very much. Thank you for
sending us questions.
For sending us questions. It's really interesting to get your thoughts.
Yeah. Because we talk to our families about what we do, but there's just some stuff that may not naturally come up in conversations.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of weird to say like, so what questions do you have about our work? In a normal, just think of a normal conversation and just drop that in.
Yeah.
And that'd be like, oh, well, let me think for a little bit. You know, it's tough to just come up with questions right there. So thanks for taking time out of your days to send us questions.
Family.
Appreciate it. And now that we have answered some questions, hopefully well, it's time for Thing of the Week.
Okay. So my Thing of the Week is the game theory video about Unisonus. And if you were unaware of what Unisonus is, then this is not going to make sense to you at all.
A little bit late.
But if you were a fan like we were, I say were, because it's no longer around. The game theory video is very interesting.
I think we can still be fans of Unisonus.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, the concept.
The memories.
Yeah. The memories. Memento mori.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so if you were a fan, the game theory video about...
if you were a fan, you've probably analyzing. Already
watched it. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
There's a lot of videos on YouTube.
No, there's a lot of videos.
It's a very interesting video to like analyze the lore and the secret messages and stuff. And, you know, some of it... like now that the channel is over, you know, some things maybe were confirmed or not confirmed, but it's still just very interesting.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation. We'll have a link.
My thing of the week is, it was a small part of our resin and wood computer build
that didn't really make it into the video. It made it into the Patreon after show.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So we'll talk about it a little bit here. The top glass of that had a iridescent, I'm not sure the right word to describe it. It's like unicorn holographic iridescent film. I don't know the best way to describe it, but it's color shifting. Multiple colors. Purple, blue, gold, pink, hue shifting.
Mm-hmm.
It's semi-transparent. It's mostly transparent. Some semi-mirrored.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a film that you attach. You spray soapy water. You apply this film. You squeegee the water out. And like over a period of time, I'm not sure the best way to do it. We're still very new at this film.
This is our first time, yeah.
But it was cool.
It looks so cool.
It looks awesome. And it's a very unique thing. Maybe, I'm not sure if we could do a whole video about it. We couldn't.
Maybe if we found a bunch of interesting stuff to apply it to.
Yeah, maybe. But like
applying iridescent film to everything in our house. It's a neat
little thing.
And, like, we've been brainstorming, like, what else can we put this on? This stuff is so cool.
We can maybe embed it in resin or something like that.
I feel
that.
Like we had some specific ideas.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they are now.
It would have been great for the pop socket, Opal.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a great resource to have there. But anyways, it's just a neat little thing you can add to your crafts, perhaps. Thought would share that because it's a neat thing.
We'll have a link to it below.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast.
Do you want me to step in? If you enjoyed it, please consider.
I was trying to think like if there's any like thing else we could add, like questions like that our audience could ask us about this or no.
I mean, we're always open to your questions, and occasionally we gather them all up and do Q&A. So if you guys have questions, you can always leave them.
Yeah.
Don't know when our next Q&A will be.
Might be a while. Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to leave questions. But thank you guys for listening and for hanging out with us. We appreciate 5-star reviews on anything you might be listening to.
Oh, wow. This is Caitlin's first time doing a 5-star pitch. Go.
Our goal is to prank the podcast community into finding our podcast and not knowing who we are, because our wonderful listeners all give us 5-star reviews and we go up in the charts and then they're just like, who are these people? They're offering nothing of value. I'm so pranked right now. That's our pitch. Give us 5-star reviews.
That was great. That was a great.
Thank you.
That was a great pitch.
No, thank you.
Good podcast.
Good podcast.
See you next time.
Bye guys.
We're still here, probably.
Yeah, we're still here.